WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Charlie Hayden said his favorite musicians are his kids. Charlie's son Josh has his own performing career as a singer, songwriter, and bassist of the group Spain. Josh Hayden co-founded the group in 1993. After years of playing in a punk band, he decided to move to a softer, more acoustic sound. Spain has just released their second CD, She Haunts My Dreams. Before we get to Terry's interview with Josh Hayden, let's listen to a song off the CD. This is Hoped and Prayed.
In those days, I was all alone. I was all alone. In those days, I was all alone. I was all alone. I was all alone. Met a girl and I hoped and prayed that she wasn't
Josh Hayden singing from Spain's new CD, She Haunts My Dreams. You play the bass, as your father Charlie Hayden does. How did you end up playing it? I think a lot of people would have done their best to steer away from the instrument that their parents played.
Well, I think I did try, but it didn't work. I tried to play the guitar when I was, I don't know, 12, 13 years old, and I didn't really connect with it. I feel even now there's just too many strings on the guitar. I think it's too much for my brain to comprehend. Four strings is much simpler, and the strings are bigger, so they're more easily accessible. And, you know, it's actually very mysterious to me why I feel so close to the bass. The only thing I could say is that it must have been just inculcated into my brain from a very early age, listening to my father play bass, you know, watching him go through scales or, you know, writing songs in our old apartment in New York City when I was 1 year old, or, you know, very young. And I think that makes a really lasting impression. I think it made a really lasting impression on me. That's probably why I play bass, I think.
I'm wondering what it was like to grow up hearing Ornette Coleman's music, which I imagine you did when you were young. You know, for a lot of people, that jazz group which your father was in was so radical that it was hard to assimilate. But I'm wondering, when you grow up with it, does it seem radical or just like music?
It seemed both. It was both. I mean, I recognized at an early age that Ornette Coleman's music was different than anything else. And at the same time, I accepted it as being normal because I heard it so much. And I'm sure to many, many people, his music was very revolutionary. But to me, his music was some of the first music I ever heard. Ornette Coleman set a standard for me when I was probably before I was born, he set a standard for me. And so I know that his music is revolutionary, but to me, that's like a starting point.
When you started listening to your own music, what was it?
You mean when when
you started buying records and listening to radio stations?
My father asked me, "Oh, what do you like?" I think the first thing I wanted was the soundtrack to Mission Impossible.
The Lalo Schifrin score.
And I still have the first record that I picked out for myself was, it was kind of like a K-Tel compilation called Sessions, and it was like a really commercial 60s pseudo-psychedelic music. But I don't know why I liked it. I just did. I don't know why I liked the soundtrack to Mission Impossible either. I still like it, though.
Yeah. So do I, actually. I love a lot of those adventure and action and spy themes.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever record with your father?
I think so. I know we will. It's just a matter of timing. And the only thing that keeps it from happening is scheduling. Mm-hmm. And I'm positive that'll happen in the future. Sooner than later.
What do you think of his vocal on his new CD?
I like it. He's told me for years that he can't sing because he had polio when he was a little kid that affected his vocal cords, and he couldn't sing because of that. And I know that it was just an excuse, because I think his singing sounds fine. I think it sounds really good, and I'm glad he did it.
Well, Josh Hayden, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bassist and singer Josh Hayden speaking with Terry Gross. His trio Spain has a new CD called She Haunts My Dreams. I'm David Bean Cooley, and this is Fresh Air.